promise.
What are you without porn?
Thank you.
Nothing.
This is why we know we can't have our nice things. Although I don't know how this concluded. Only a partial report here, and I, trust me, looked before the show to see if there was any other, you know, news reporting TV station or newspaper or bureau that might,
oh boy.
I don't know, it followed the Texas DPS and Fort Worth Police Department and Air One, all involved yesterday afternoon in a pursuit on northbound International Parkway, which is interesting because that's the thing that leads you into DFW Airport.
Oh, that's convenient.
Interesting place to take your pursuit with the police. So, yes, and then reports were, and props to the folks over there at DFW Scanner who were on top of this, that let us know that, the person made it through DFW Airport, getting onto southbound 114, approaching Freeport Parkway, Air One getting held up because of air traffic control in the area, and then I thought this was interesting, and this is why I stopped. It was reported that the assailant, whatever they were running from or for, obviously the police were behind them, stopped and pulled in to get gas somewhere.
I mean,
in the middle of the chase.
This is why pre-production planning is so important. You got to know where you're going if you want to get there.
Plus, horrible idea. The gas by the airport is way too expensive.
It's,
it's just not a good...
People returning rental cars.
It's just a bad scene.
They'll get ya. So it's fun to have a good time in Stockholm, but you may want to sober up before you head home or operate a plane where hundreds of people need to get home. A Delta pilot arrested after failing a breathalyzer before takeoff. Flight was then canceled. And this is all a very expensive proposition. Delta had to fork over $139,000 in compensation to the passengers. Mm-hmm. Could also buy a lot of rehab.
They say anything about the pilot? They fire him or anything like that?
I don't know. Maybe it was a her.
Probably get a job with Southwest. Dum, 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 dum. Well, let's go to Massachusetts. More than 120 cases there in the city of Boston, including for some for assault on family members and police, were all dismissed yesterday in the city of Boston from this months-long dispute over pay that has led to a shortage of public defenders. So over 120 cases, judges yesterday in Boston in the municipal court just had to go, you're dismissed, like nothing. Like, because there were no public defenders. And they had tried, too, on this.
Yeah, now, so there was no one there to represent him.
Plenty of prosecutors available. Public defenders, not so much. Now, there's the dispute over pay. They say they're the lowest paid in all of New England. So they launched this work stoppage at the end of, well, May. So it's now dwindled down. There's nobody to defend the folks right there. Hey, if you need some lawyers, we can send some up. We got hammers.
Mm-hmm.
We got bosses. We got law dogs.
Yeah, we've got tigers.
We got law kittens.
Lions.
I think there's a gorilla somewhere over there in Dallas.
Nobody wants that.
We got
that.
A whole menagerie we'll send up that way.
You know, few things ruin a good happy hour, like the lack of child care, KB. Clarice and Norman Finnegan Jr. know this better than anyone, and, well, they created their own solution. They left their baby in a running vehicle while running into a bar to grab a drink or two. Of course, this all took place in Flagler County, Florida, because why not? They were also arrested for felony child neglect. Could someone bring me the baby? Just bring Auntie Heather the baby. That's where the baby goes.
Shame.
A woman is speaking out after she said a grocery delivery driver inappropriately grabbed and kissed her during a delivery in California. Yeah, I know. You usually have to pay extra for that to be delivered. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Do you ever wonder if those deprivation diets actually work? You
Every
only
day.
Eat one thing forever. Well, maybe, but you don't want to try it with booze. A man in Rayong, Thailand, decided to go on a beer-only diet for over a month. The poor man was recently divorced. He was found surrounded by 100 empty beer bottles, and although you may love the beer, it does not include nutrients for sustaining life, which he's no longer part of.
Oh, wow. You didn't make it?
No. I'm sorry. See, a man cannot live by beer alone.
But when it comes to other things that you try to live by.
It's corn.
It is corn.
Why you can't have nice things? You thought the high fructose corn syrup being replaced by real cane sugar was a big hit to the corn industry?
Uh-huh. It's corn.
Just wait. Workers at the corn nuts plant in Fresno, California have gone on strike.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. People that report stuff about the corn nuts plant in Fresno, California report that workers walked off the job because they were not notified about changes to their medical plans. Their bosses are negotiating to get them to return. The corn nuts workers are now picketing outside, and I cannot broadcast to you what they are chanting.
Oh, dear.
I don't think it's meant to sound like that, but, I mean, you could probably... I mean, you put it on a sign, and it's going to read a lot differently,
okay,
there.
Yeah,
but they do know their corn.
No!
You're dumb.